From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected at any time to fire a salvo directly at China in what could escalate into a full-scale trade war between the world's two largest economies. Michael Brown reports.
Trade actions against China, partly in response to the theft and improper transfer of American technology to Chinese companies, are expected to be announced by Trump as soon as Thursday. China has long been considered by many in the international community to have contravened fundamental principles of global trade, despite joining the World Trade Organization in 2001. A U.S. Trade Representative official told reporters there have been a number of specific failings by China to live up to its WTO obligations. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is admitting his company clearly made a mistake in its part in an illegal data collection scandal, but he offered no apology in a rare television appearance. Corianne McSherry, legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, reflected on Zuckerberg's comments.
They're saying, we're going to put some things in place. Trust us, we'll do a better job. I don't think they've earned that trust.
Zuckerberg also said in the CNN interview he is sure someone is trying to meddle in the upcoming November midterm U.S. congressional elections, but gave no details. The Austin, Texas police chief says suspected serial bomber Mark Condit left a 25-minute-long cell phone video before killing himself, but gave no details. Authorities had warned there could be other bombs in the city, but expressed confidence no more packages posed a threat. This is VOA News. Buses arrived to evacuate rebels and their families from the besieged town of Harasta in eastern Ghouta Thursday. Fighters from Ahrar al-Sham, which holds Harasta, agreed to lay down arms in return for safe passage to opposition-held northwestern Syria and a government pardon for those who wish to stay. A Hezbollah media unit said Syrian insurgents had freed 13 soldiers in return for the release of five rebels as part of the Harasta town deal. Hamas-run security forces in Gaza detained a main suspect in last week's assassination attempt against Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. Jeff Custer reports.
A security official said the suspect was detained after a gun battle Thursday in which two security officers were killed. The suspect, who was not immediately identified, was wounded in the shootout at his hideout in central Gaza Strip. Two other gunmen were also detained. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Monday blamed Hamas for the explosion, but provided no evidence. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Envoy Brian Hook said the United States and three European allies had discussions on U.S. President Donald Trump's demand that the nuclear deal with Iran be improved by a May 12th deadline.
This is the third meeting that we have had with the E3. Had very good discussions. There's a lot that we agree on, and where we disagree, we are working to bridge our differences.
Trump has threatened to withdraw the United States from the accord between Tehran and six world powers signed in 2015 before he took office, unless France, Britain, and Germany help agree to a follow-up pact by that date. Trump does not like the deal's limited duration, among other items. Jacob Greaves has more on the Nigerian schoolgirls that were abruptly freed on Wednesday.
110 girls were kidnapped in February. Apache residents say more than 100 returned on Wednesday. But just why the militant group released them is unclear. Nigeria's government denies that any ransom was paid.
It was agreed that there will be no force, there will be no confrontation. So that's why it was possible for them to drop the guns.
It's the biggest mass abduction since Boko Haram took over 270 schoolgirls from the town Chibok in 2014.
That was Jacob Greaves reporting. The Kremlin has denounced British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson's statement comparing the World Cup in Russia to the Olympics hosted by Nazi Germany as utterly disgusting. The tough response marks an escalating war of words between Moscow and London over the poisoning of a former Russian spy. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.